My husband died by suicide in March 10th, 2022, leaving myself and my two young children at the time were 6 and 8. And that propelled me to share our story. And I knew I had to stop there with his story and not continue on to my children. So I dove into all the healing modalities and took care of myself first. And then I realized that by sharing my story, it allowed others a safe place to share theirs.
Melissa Sue Methvin is an author, speaker, and breathwork coach dedicated to helping others heal and reconnect with their truth. From traveling the world as a flight attendant to building a life in Alaska, her journey through love, loss, and resilience now fuels her mission to guide others out of darkness and into purpose.
So many people suffer with this behind the scene.
Yeah.
If people are, whether they're stuck now or in a bad place or a bad relationship or something needs to change, how do you recommend they start?
I would say,
it spans the globe like a superhighway.
It's called internet.
Elvis Presley.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
It's not over until I win.
The Living Your Legacy podcast. For those who live to leave a legacy.
That's extraordinary.
The impossible.
Open. Chicago with the lead.
Usain Bolt is the fastest man on the planet.
You can live your dream.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Legacy Makers. Today we're going to talk all about saving lives. How, if you're maybe feeling stuck in your current life, how you can work on that new version and break through that. And a whole bunch more. We're here with Melissa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a great honor. Thank you for having me.
Cool. So I'm excited for this. You're doing a lot of things. You're a speaker, an author. You run these master classes. You help people go from stuck to unstuck, right? And that's a big problem in the world. So many people I meet have these goals and dreams. I see them a year later. They're still talking about their goals and dreams, right? And they need people like you to help unstick them.
Yes.
So let's start there. Like, what is it that you do?
Well, after I wrote my book, The Truth Behind the Smiles, I realized that by sharing my story, it allowed others to see their truth and share their story, a safe place to do that. So I'm really just reconnecting everyone to themselves. First of all, I feel like we're all very much cluttered. Mm-hmm. Either too busy in the mind or even the gut. So I start with a full kind of fasting. So to kind of with the, because if your gut is not aligned, then it the mental health as well, it affects everything. So I try to declutter the mind with journaling, gratitude prayers,
yep,
and meditations. And then it's through nutrition as well. So I got to declutter so then people can find that stillness and reconnect to themselves, remember who they are and the purpose that they're here for. So that's what I guide them through first. And then we're able to find patterns that they're going through in their lives that they get stuck.
Yep.
They can't move forward.
So it sounds a very holistic approach,
yes,
right? To see, looking at their life, nutrition, diet, probably sleep, I imagine.
Yeah.
Everything like that, mental health, environment, energy. And you're looking at these things and looking at where maybe the biggest bottlenecks are. And often I imagine there's multiple places, right? And I do want to revisit this and get some tips there for people that are in this position, because I think it's a big percent, like I said. But I also want to just talk about the other side, right? This podcast is named Saving Lives. So there's got to be a story behind that.
Yes, yes. Well, my husband died by suicide in March 10th. 2022, leaving myself and my two young children at the time were 6 and 8. And that propelled me to share our story because my husband had suicide in his family as well. Both grandparents on both sides, you can call it a generational curse.
Yeah.
And I knew I had to stop there with his story and not continue on to my children. So I dove into all the healing modalities and took care of myself first. And then I realized that by sharing my story, it allowed others a safe place to share theirs. Mm-hmm. And then after I wrote my book, The Truth Behind the Smiles, people were writing to me and saying, I've checked myself into rehab. I'm an alcoholic and I'm going to seek help. Or they were writing to me and they were in an abusive relationship. And as they're writing to me, they're seeing more clearly and getting out of that fog. And now, a year later after that realization, they have now moved out of state, have been able to keep their children safe. So I feel it is saving lives.
Yeah.
Because I'm just sharing my truth. It's allowing others to see their truth.
Well, I mean, that's such a great story. And I think it shows the power of storytelling, mm-hmm. right? Which is partly what Legacy Makers is about, is people sharing their own journey and how they've overcome certain obstacles in life. And now they're helping other people do the same. And I think this is just a great example of that, right? And obviously, such an important example too, because so many people suffer with this behind the scene.
Yeah.
So what maybe let's start there. Through everything you've learned and gone through, if people are, whether they're stuck now or in a bad place or a bad relationship or something needs to change, how do you recommend they start?
I would say start with finding space for stillness so they can really reconnect to themselves, where self-care, mm-hmm. like investing in themselves. A lot of times we have a hard time investing in ourselves. We'll invest in our kids. And the best advice I got from an organ donor at the hospital was to take care of myself first.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids would co-regulate with me. So I always say self-love, like just go get the care that you need. Seek out, ask for help. I was hyper independent. And asking for help was really hard, but I had no choice after my husband died. And so that was a big one. So I always tell people, reach out, ask for help, and take care of yourself.
Well, and I think that I'm really interested by the, taking care of yourself first, because there's this thing in the world where some people are like, it's selfish to do that, should take care of everyone else. Then there's the other side where, and there's a famous saying, like when an airplane's going down,
the mask on first,
right?
Yeah.
And I've always been more, maybe somewhat selfishly I've always believed you should always take care of yourself first, because if not, you spend your whole life looking after other people.
Yeah.
And if you're in a bad place, you can't really help anyone anyway.
Exactly.
So what would you say? But I do meet a lot of people that don't do that. And mm-hmm. sometimes they're the most amazing people and I want to shake them. And I go, you're spending so much time worrying about everyone else.
Yeah.
Worry about yourself for a minute, You're the MVP. So what would you say to someone like that?
Oh, I know still so many people like that, and I see it. And they're such giver. And I was like that too. And they're keeping so busy and they're getting something out of it. Give. But I said, I'll give little nudges like, don't forget to be able to receive. You got to allow yourself to receive as well. Because unfortunately, what I'm seeing with those people, then they start getting little nudges, little aches and pains somewhere that are showing up, where all of a sudden they're going to get little nudges to slow down and they'll have no choice to start taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
And you don't want to wait till those little whispers become really loud.
Yeah.
And so I really, for those people, I said, don't forget to allow yourself to receive. And it's not selfish. As a mom, you do feel like that. Sure. But I was a flight attendant back in the day. And so I do remember telling the moms and the parents, put on your oxygen mask first. And that makes so much sense, because what use are you?
Yeah, if you're passed out.
If you're passed out, you can help your kids. And if I'm not, my nervous system is not regulated, I could tell. My kids will be array. Like they
are going to be more short-tempered with the kids.
Yes, with the kids and vice versa. They're fighting and the whole energy of the house really changes.
Yeah.
So and I see
it's the same with leadership too. A lot of people listening are business owners, right? Like if you're as the owner in a great place, you'll be a better leader and you'll have more creative ideas, and generally a company grows because of the leader and the ideas of the visionary and CEO. Whereas if you're in a bad place, you're always on the defensive and always in a, maybe a more negative environment.
Right, I think exactly.
It's so important, in family life and in professional business life.
Yeah, to find harmony and balance as well. Because I find like I'm so overwhelmed at times right now because I'm building this business. I am also a mom, and I'm still working as a dental hygienist a couple of days a week and speaking and doing all these engagements. and giving a lot of myself, but I have to remember, I mean, I work out 5 days a week. After I put the kids to bed, I go in my sauna, my infrared sauna. Yeah. I do red light therapy and I do breath work. I wake up at least, I always like about 5:30, and I do my prayer and meditation and breath work. I have to have that time. Then it keeps me aligned where my direction. So I don't see it as selfish. I think it is a necessity to keep grounded and to keep the energy that I need to keep going.
You know? Yeah. So next question around all of that. Someone's listening, they're like, you know, maybe we're hitting the nail on the head, as the saying goes. They're a little stuck. They're worried about everyone else. They know they've got to. Sometimes I think there's wake up calls in life. Like maybe they're listening. They're like, yeah, I've got to do it this year. I've got to get a new career or really figure out my business or get my product off the ground, or I've got to lose 20 pounds or whatever it is, right? Find a new relationship. What's some hard words of encouragement to make them do it?
Surrender.
Okay.
Surrender. You know there's a calling to make that shift. But oftentimes we want all the answers for that direction. We want it to be all controlled. Like, well, I need to have this much money to move on to this, or I can't leave this job. Just trust that it will, if it's a calling, you got to completely surrender and step in. Yeah. No fear. Like, remove that doubt.
Call it surrender, I call it believe.
Oh, believe, yeah.
What way is it saying?
Yeah, is that like believe?
It's like probably move. Masculine, but you know, I think when you start, like, because I used to be like that when I was starting my businesses or my business idea or my fitness stuff, I would wait and plan for months until every piece connected. Whereas now, as I've become more successful, I've actually done the opposite, where I just need the first couple of steps of the bridge, I say to my team, and I trust that I take a step forward, and the next plank appears on the bridge for me.
Yes.
And I see that in a lot of high performers. They just get going. They just get started. And I've learned that this thing called momentum is so powerful.
Yeah.
Once you create the momentum, magically the next pieces of the bridge just keep appearing in front of
me. I've seen this in my life. This whole year has been a momentum. Ever since I wrote my book in Mill Valley, California last January.
Yep.
And since then it launched in June. And then my book was on the NASDAQ in September for the Suicide Awareness Month.
Okay.
And then it propelled to podcasts, and especially in the dental industry, because I'm a dental hygienist. Yep. My husband was a dentist. Then it was interviews, TV interviews, and now here at Legacy Makers, to be able to share, have that platform to share my message, I've been on this momentum, starting my own podcast as well. And yeah, I'm just diving all in because I'm trusting it's bringing.
Yeah, and it feels great. You know, there's ups and downs in business, right? And you get some years where you're on that downward slope. It's like skiing or running downhill. It feels great. And then you'll have some times, sadly, where it's the opposite. And the momentum goes and you're fighting for every inch. But, you know, I mean, if you're in that momentum phase, it's great to savor it. But also it's important to realize that it does keep compounding success. Because if you had looked back 6 months ago or however long and said, I'm going to do masterclasses, my book, a podcast, film a TV show, speak or undo it, it's like, too overwhelming.
Yeah.
Plan and figure out. Sure. Like, you can't ever plan all that out.
Yeah.
And then the how to do half of those things, they haven't appeared in the universe yet, right?
But I'd overthink it.
Yeah.
I'd overthink, oh, who do I need to connect with? Yeah. What do I need to do?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas it's just kind of naturally flowed.
Yeah. And a lot of those you don't even have the answers, like how to get in the rooms or to do these things. But once you get that momentum going, they start to fall somehow in front of you, right?
Yes. Yeah, like an opportunity to be on your podcast today. Yeah. I don't know who's going to listen to it out of your audience, but I have no doubt that it will get me, somewhere else, you know?
Yeah. So I love that. So next couple of questions more around the legacy side. You know, we've talked a lot about, you know, what you're doing and what you're up to and how that helps people and some tips. But what does a legacy mean to you?
A legacy is something for generations. Like I picture... you're talking to, you know, grandparents talking to their children, talking about their great grandparents and what they've done in their life. And the kids are listening to them and they're leaving that legacy that will share those stories forever and give those kids hope And also they'll believe they can do that too, you know, that strength for whatever they're going through. Like for me, for example, I think about my grandfather. He's was born in Haiti, and but it got really dangerous in Haiti and left at 23. And he went to Quebec City. And I think of his strength and what he did for his family. He's 96 now and still dances the tango 3 times a week. Right. And he's very active. And he was leaving a legacy of his faith, taking care of himself. I mean, I always say this is why I take care of myself, too, because I want to age just like him. Yeah. He's does not look 96.
Yeah, that's correct.
And so that's a legacy, something that's passed on to other generations and gives them the strength and courage when they're maybe stuck or having a hard time. They'd be like, no, my grandfather, my grandma, she did this. You know?
I love that. Yeah. And what, talking about legacy and the episode, you know, that you've got coming up, what are some, obviously we talked a little about your story and some tips, but what else are people going to learn or take away from your episode?
For my episode, I think ultimately really for me sharing my story, I want to provide hope. Hope and resiliency, and know that crossing over that really dark, I know that fog, that it's so paralyzing, that there is happiness across that. You just have to make that first step. So I want to provide them a community, you know, let me be that community where I can guide you through that first step that might feel so paralyzing, but providing hope and light and love in a place where you don't feel alone. My podcast is not alone, Melissa Sue Methvin, because I share stories of people where you think they wouldn't be here anymore, but they are. They're living miracles. And then I share resources as well where you can be like, okay, I want to try EMDR, or I want to try parts work, or I want to try breath work, you know? So it gives them kind of an idea, because I listened to a lot of podcasts when I was living in Wasilla, Alaska. There was not a lot of places to go for healing as well. Well, there you go. So that was my only kind of resource out there. And so, that's kind of what I want to share.
Good. Love it. And last couple of questions. Around legacy, if someone's listening, they want to start working on their legacy, what are some tips you'd give them?
I always say, start working on you, strengthen you, because then that will have a ripple effect of everyone around them.
Yeah.
So I would say start something that resonates with them, either writing, meditating, praying, working out, just something for their health, for the mental and physical health.
Good. Love it. And last question. They want to check out the book. They want to check out the podcast. They want to find you on socials. Where do they go?
Oh, okay. So for the book, The Truth Behind the Smiles, it is on Amazon. It is also on Audible. I did record it with my own voice as well. And you can find me. My website is melissagratitude.life. I'm on Instagram, Melissa_gratitude. I'm on Facebook, Melissa Sue Methvin. And I'm on YouTube as well for Melissa_gratitude.
Cool. Well, Melissa, it's been a pleasure. Super excited to see the episode and the whole story come to life there.
Me too.
And I'm excited for it to hopefully impact more people like it already is. So
thank you
for sharing and super excited to see it all come together.
Yeah, thank you very much.
My pleasure. All right, guys. Well, there's a wrap. Another Legacy Makers in the Making. We'll see you guys soon. Take care.